We pray, Father, and ask thee that thou be with us again today, Father. We pray that your Spirit will lead us and guide us on this holy Sabbath day, enlightening us with the knowledge of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing with a surety that one day we will be with our Savior for eternity, guiding and directing us, and knowing and studying the plan of redemption. To understand truly, Father, to be studying for eternity what Jesus Christ has accomplished, being on this earth in human flesh. Help us to understand it. Pray, Father, that we will truly be children of yours for eternity. Took this sermon from two or three different sources, so all of it's not my own. But when the Holy Spirit fills each one of us, he wants to have the controlling interest in our lives. And it is control by consent. Is to stay up here or not? Yes, by control or consent. It's our choice. Each one of us, our choice. And it is a sweet assurance from God that he speaks to us by his Spirit directly and personally. But then there may be a number of questions that we might have. Does not the Holy Spirit guide into all truth? How can I do something the Bible requires unless and until the Holy Spirit guides me into seeing and believing that truth? Does a person need to wait until the Holy Spirit guides a person into believing the Sabbath to start keeping it? Each one of us can answer these questions. We all want to know about the Holy Spirit. We know that the Holy Spirit is real, is a person, because God, through the Bible, says so. But yet there is much of a mystery about the Holy Spirit that we will be studying that also for a long, long time. But we know that he is working in the world today just as he did at Pentecost with the disciples there in that upper room to go out and bring people unto the Lord Jesus Christ. To know that he dwells in every believer. Whether he's able to work there or not is our choice. Our consent, whether we give him that there, to have that power that the Holy Spirit can give us. And only through the Holy Spirit do we receive this power granted to us from God. We need to know how to receive that Spirit, to have live in our daily lives the way that we need to. The Spirit, Jesus has promised to us way back then, it's the same Spirit that he gave to the Bible workers in the first place. God's Word and the Holy Spirit. God's Word is to us in black and white, and just not meaning that most Bibles are black and white in there, but it's black and white to us. And the Holy Spirit has provided that power that we need in preparation for the centuries when there would be no Savior, no prophet, or no apostles present. In this day, as it is now among us. And if you'd look to turn to Acts chapter 19, we're not going to read it other than maybe verse 2 as we look at that. But here's the start of Paul's first visit to Ephesus, where there, when he asked some of the disciples and talked to some of the disciples of John the Baptist. And when he asked them if they had received the Holy Spirit when they believed, they replied totally honestly, as we read there in verse 2. No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And we know that there's many contemporary Christians could say virtually that same thing today. But one of the most important questions, we need to focus on that, how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? We need to answer that. This is one of the most important principles of our spiritual life that we can have. And if we get this Holy Spirit, we can learn to have this source of superpower, supernatural power, that can help us every single day to live according to the Word of God. And I pray that we are doing that. We all need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can be guided by Him. But then we may have some other questions then. What is the filling of the Holy Spirit? What difference does it make? How does it happen? And then there's a big question that we can ask. Am I filled with the Holy Spirit? That's a question for each one of us today and every day, whether we are doing that. And we desperately need the Holy Spirit's guidance today in this world of chaos, as we talked about in Sabbath school this morning. And everything seems good in many ways. You know, stock market's way up there past that one mark and keeps going up. But we also know that there's going to be a crash. And it's going to be a big one. Monday. Money is tight. All the disasters that we're having, you know, and such. We know that one day we're going to be like a cashless society. We're going to come to buy or sell. We're not going to be able to do that. So we do need the Holy Spirit's guidance today. And then if you would turn to Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians 5:18. And that was our reading for today. And it can be read in several different translations. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, or with the Spirit. That's the NIV. The New Living Translation gives a slightly different wording. Don't be drunk with wine, because it will ruin your life. And we know so well that that would be that. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you. And then there's a paraphrase from Eugene Peterson. Don't drink too much wine that cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God, huge drops of Him. And that's taken from the Message. So we know that what we take in can hurt us. But we had the teaching clearly in front of us. So we can look at five observations of that text that we can see from that 5:18. Note the contrast between wine and the Spirit. This is the most basic point of that verse. Let's see that. There is a distinct parallel between being drunk and having the Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit. What precisely is the point of comparison between wine and the Holy Spirit? The issue is influence or control. See that? Person under the influence of wine, you know, he experiences altered behavior. He may say or do things that he would not normally say or do. And I can take that from experience. But mine always was beer and not wine. Things that I did when I was drinking, I don't want to remember. But if a person drinks enough wine, we know that his processes are greatly diminished. His decision-making ability is gone. And mostly probably always on the negative side of the coin. But if we have the filling of the Holy Spirit, we know that it will be a positive outcome in our lives. So we need the Holy Spirit every day of our lives. God has given us the Holy Spirit to be our comforter, to take the place of Jesus, that He's not able to be with us here today. In the book of Acts, if we read through that, we see the disciples becoming on fire evangelists for Jesus Christ. And I pray that we, each one of us, can be on fire for Jesus Christ today, even though all the things that are happening in our lives, all the things that go against us. And then in Ephesians 5:15 through 21, I got time, maybe I'll read them. 15 through 21. See them that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein to it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting ourselves one to another in a fear of God. Yes, we see that there. Wisdom for living in the evil age, verses 15 and 16. Understanding of God's will, in verse 17. 19, a joyful heart filled with singing to the Lord. Verse 20, being filled there with joy in God. And then having an attitude of mutual submission in verse 21. That submission is virtually important in our lives because it is in contrast with our desire to be in control of every situation. For us to take direction and stuff and things that we don't want to go that way. It's hard to give everybody a hard time. And a lot of times I gave my wife a hard time in the ways that she wanted me to go. And I had different things, different ways I wanted to do. But if we submit from the heart, we're really saying, I don't want to have my way all the time. And we can't, if we are going to be Christ, we cannot have our way all the time. We have to have the way of Christ, the way of our God, to be able to do that. And only having our hearts touched by the Holy Spirit is this able to happen to each and every one of us. Do that in every relationship. We can be right. We're still going to make mistakes. We're still going to falter. We may even fall off the path, but we know that our Lord Jesus Christ will put us back on that path if we lean on him and turn to him. Then there is a command there given. In the Greek language, the verb is an imperative. This means that the filling of the Holy Spirit isn't an optional point for each one of us. We all need to be filled with it. With the Holy Spirit all the time. And it's also in the present tense. The present tense conveys the idea of continual action. It's not a one-time event. It's every day. We need to be filled again and again. We need to ask God as we start the morning every day for the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us. Being filled with the Holy Spirit should be the normal thing of the day for each and every one of us, for the Christian. And it is in a passive voice also. And many of us miss that point. We don't say, and it doesn't say, fill yourself with the Holy Spirit. It says, be filled with the Spirit. And I pray that each one of us are being filled with the Spirit every day. And it's the same in the Greek as it is in English. It's also a plural command for each and every one of us. As Paul has said, let each and every one of you be filled with the Spirit. God is praying our Lord Jesus Christ is with the Father, wanting us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we need to be able to have that Spirit. The command is for every Christian. God wants, he desires for all of his children to have the Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us today. I am to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but I'm not alone. Each one of you are to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if we are filled, as we are filled by one, we could begin a corporate life. And it will be transferred and transformed. We will be transformed, each and every one of us, to guide us and direct us. And then it's that issue of control. From little children, we want to have the control. Control over our parents. You know, I spoke about it many times, control over it. And I did have the control over some of the things I caught doing in a way, because I was able to get a book in my pants before I got my licking, because I knew what was going to happen. But yet I still wanted that control. But that filling of the Holy Spirit is when the Holy Spirit has complete control of our lives. That interest, that controlling interest in our lives to guide us. We know that everything is being thrown at us today to try and do away with that controlling interest of the Holy Spirit. We can go back to the contrast between the wine and the spirit. Drunkards and spirit-filled people have one thing in common. They are both controlled people. I mean that if a person is filled with anger, you know what happens. If a person is filled with greed, greed will dominate the life. And we can see that in today's society. But if a person is filled with love, love will influence their daily lives. So we need that love of our God in us. And it is only through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can have that love. Because we know that we are not normally God or people of love. So we see that. So when the Holy Spirit fills you and I, you will have the controlling interest in each one of our lives, our situations, our decisions that we pay. And as I said before, it's by consent. We know that that's the one thing that God cannot do. He cannot force us into anything. It's our choice, our will, whether to follow our God, to follow the Jesus Christ, or to follow the Holy Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit in each one of our lives. So we know that it is an issue of cooperation, to cooperate with the Godhead, cooperate with heaven. We have the Word of God to teach us, to lead us. We're not left in the dark. We're not left in the lurch, because we have the Word of God. And I believe that every Christian, every believer is filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment of the new birth. We can be filled and have the Holy Spirit, but yet maybe we're not allowing Him to work in our lives. So we know that we need to make changes. That the controlling interest of our lives is cooperation with the Holy Spirit. Am I going to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and let Him lead me? I pray that each one of us can answer that question in the positive. Because the Holy Spirit cannot work in us without our consent. We have to allow Him to work in us. And many Christians struggle with that point too also. We fight the Lord. We fight the Holy Spirit because we want to do things our way. And we know that we can get in trouble every time to do that. We know that God is willing. He's ready and able to fill each one of us right now. To let the Holy Spirit guide and direct us. But yet, there's many Christians that don't seem to have the room for it. They call themselves Christians. But yet, in their life, that you can see the difference, that they're not allowing the Holy Spirit to work within them. I pray that that's not any of us. We know that the Holy Spirit is never given merely for a joyful time, for our personal enjoyment, given for a reason, given us so that we're enabled to live for Christ daily, every day, every moment of our lives. In our churches, we know could be better when we are better people ourselves. If we will be the people that are filled with the Holy Spirit. If we live another day without the Holy Spirit controlling our lives, we only have ourselves to blame. And as I close, we have a question. God has made himself fully available to each and every one of us. Have we made ourselves available to him? That's the answer, whether we have not or not. So I pray that you'll go from this place thinking about that and truly choose to have the filling of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Our gracious Heavenly Father, again, we thank thee that we are in your presence on this holy Sabbath day. We thank thee that through you, you have given us the hope that will fill us with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we pray that we go from this place with the Holy Spirit filling us, guiding us, and directing us to the eternal kingdom that is waiting for each and every one of us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.